So, again, we said last time, the Alter B'Sichim Aisha, because talking to women, Sichat Nashim, he doesn't even say Sichat Nashim at Yisera, it's just, in general, talking to women.
Not extra, but just straight up talking.
Right, just, again, but sometimes you, having that thought is okay.
Is he being practical or informing us of our nature?
Both.
Okay.
Which I think makes sense. Sichat Nashim V'Yilei D'Hera, not... I mean, he doesn't mean always, obviously. Like, you know, it's not always what someone thinks about. It's just, he says, Mavia, it eventually brings to. Hear her, Aveiro. And obviously that comes to Bita Tov. He's going to say later, but I think it's very true, there's certain things that, you can think about two things at once, sometimes. But there's certain things that you can't think about at the same time. And I'll say that, sleeping with, woman and Torah is too much of a havdalah between them that you just can't carry the two when you're saying, you know, and you're at the same time. You can think about what you need to shop for and then still like work something out. You can talk to someone and do a math problem in your head if you try a little bit, but those two things is too, even I think he even talks about the lave, it's too, you're driven, your body's too into, you're distracted. So therefore again, Sichat Nashim brings you to this thought. And Bittul Torah is therefore like the next step. It's a natural outcome of such a thought. Okay. Yeah. Now again, the issue is not sicha. The issue is tarbe sicha. It's excessive conversation. Okay. If a woman says hi to you in the street, you have to say hello back to her because that's kavod habrios. Even though afal pi kein, it might even bring you l'day her avera. But there are guidelines. Like, I can't just say, oh, I'm not going to go get a job or work and stay in my house because I want to learn as much Torah as possible and, like, you know, I hate to get fallen to Averus and stuff like that. But you can't do that. There's always a balance. So here the balance is, speaking with women brings about this Avera, so therefore, you only speak to women necessary amounts. Okay? Good. Ishta Amru. Kalbukhom Beishas Averus. So we were all discussing last time, how's it true, Ishta Amru? We're talking about Ishta. How is it could be wrong to talk excessively with your wife? I mean, what's wrong with that? So the Ben Yonah defines. Kasav Rashi Zichonim Levracha Ki Ba'Avos the Rebbe Nasan. Rashi wrote that in Avos of the Rebbe Nasan. Be'ishto Nida Amro. Pasha, this Mishnah is talking about someone's wife who's a Nida. Then that makes sense, right? If speaking to women eventually brings you to the thought of having relations with them. Well, it's a really good idea to not think about your wife too much or speak to her too much when she's a nida, if that's going to, you know, make you think about doing something that's aser midaraisa. Kava chomer beishas chavera. Now, all the more so with your friend's wife. Now, I know the answer to this only because I read it before. But let me ask you, why do you think, before he tells you what the kava chomer is, why is it with your friend's wife?
Because she does her always.
Or you might have a bigger inclination to have
you. She's always usher to you.
Wait.
It doesn't matter when or what.
Hold on, I'm not sure if you're both saying the same thing. Okay, only because Parrot spoke first. I'll let him explain first. No, go ahead.
Otherwise, no.
She's always usher to you. So there's never a point to talk to her too much because then maybe you'll have bad thoughts and it'll lead you to the Avera.
Therefore. Meaning it's more of a practical consideration.
Exactly.
Meaning, don't talk to your wife too much when she's a nida, and all the more so to, like, be extra careful with your friend. I mean, because
she's always us.
Okay.
That should be given. It's not really. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, he's right. I'm sorry. It's not okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's not a kavah chomer. It is a given. I mean, if you're not supposed to talk to your wife when she's a nida, so you're not going to talk to your friend's wife because she's always need that. It's not necessarily a kavah chomer. It's an obviously.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe he's telling something about our nature. As in you talking to a woman will distract you, but you're gonna have a yitzhara also for a woman just regarding the fact that she's your friend's wife. So definitely,
talking to
her will cause me because there's a stronger Yitzhara for that.
You're explain what you're saying a little bit more. I'm speaking to my wife, she's a nida, I'm not supposed to be speaking to her extra. Kavachomer, I should speak to my friend's wife, who's also to me, or a steward to me.
Oh,
why?
Oh, in regards to nidas, because he can't talk to her then?
I can't talk to my wife too much when she's a nida. That's what this mishnah is talking about.
No, when it says my friend's wife, is that also regards to when she is a nida?
No, no, that's all the time because she's always nasa to me. But Rabbi Yehuda says it's a kavachomer. Why is it a kavachomer?
Because you're the same way you have an inclination to whether it's living with your wife is an avera at some time. So to any woman, you have an avera to that could become, you know, that something could happen. Sorry, I'm tired. I'm not phrasing things right.
Okay.
You have.
You're saying the same thing as parents.
Towards any woman, am I though?
Yeah.
Your friend's wife, which you have a greater yitzhahara.
Why? You figured it out?
Because you never had and never will have.
There you go.
Yep, that's it. You always want what you can't have, which is unfortunate. But that's unfortunately how, you know, that is true. Work. When your wife's a nida, for some reason, you want her more than when she's not a nida. Now, you want your friend's wife sometimes a lot more than you might want your wife, only because you can't have a friend.
For a healthy person, we're talking about.
Yeah, even people, I mean, it's a little bit messed
up. Unhealthy people could want someone else's wife because they have issues with power and they want to feel like they're above their friend or control their friend.
Yeah, I think... I don't think that's what we're talking about necessarily. I think we're talking about more as I like things that I'm not supposed to have. If you tell me I don't want something, I naturally want it more. So you're not allowed to have your wife. Okay, but I'm going to have her in a week, 2 weeks. Hey, you're not allowed to have your friend's wife. I'm never going to be able to have that. So therefore you want it more. So I bet that's the question. So, good. We're going for the trifecta here. All of you together, all three of you. Nice. No, you too. Okay. Rod Salam Shalala Harbas Varm Vishta Nida Why Shema Yigaber Hayitzer Vevo de Deepshia. You shouldn't speak too much with your wife who's a Nida, because your Yitzer will be increased by this, because you'll just think more and more about having relations with her. And you'll come Lidepshia. Notice it says Lidepshia. He doesn't say that you're going to do it, right? You're going to be negligent. Like, all of a sudden, you're going to talk a little bit more intimately, and one thing's going to lead to another. And before you know it, like, either you rationalize something, or you're in the throes of passion, and there's nothing, like, you're almost an ones. But it's a pshia nonetheless, because it would have been really easy to circumvent this as just at the beginning. You know, had a half a brain about it.
Like Gedarim.
Exactly. These are all Gedarim. Nachon. Now, what I find fascinating here is, just so you don't think that it's all the guy, Shema Yigaber Hayetzer Vadoli De Pshia. He's going to come to Pshia, and the wife is going to agree. So whatever is happening here, like, we're talking about a manipulation in the end. Meaning the husband somehow gets him to be attracted to his wife in a way that he's not supposed to when she's a nida. And somehow she becomes part of this.
The husband gets...
The husband speaking extra with the wife.
Gets himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay? So now all of a sudden he has a bigger yitzhara, and somehow he's pulling her down with him. What you have to think about, in any situation or any couple is not keeping Tara HaMishpecha Chas V'Shalom, the wife is obviously involved. At least, you know...
Karkola.
Yes. So, therefore, you know, the pshia, he's coming with a pshia, and she somehow gets involved. I'm just pointing that out. Why? Because his yetzer is more powerful in regards to her. How so? Because with your wife, this woman tomorrow is going to be similar to you. It's going to be mutar to you. It's going to be mutar to you. Okay? And it's similar as if the bread's in the basket. Bread's in the basket, that's tell me to crease. Okay? Like, you know, you got it. You're going to be okay. You just need to hold out for 24 more hours. All right. You have the desire now, but you'll make it. The answer is not so huge, because you know that she's going to be mutar to you. Okay? However, I want to point out, and this is again a poetic, I think, use of the Rabbi Yonah. It says Be'eshet Nachri. It doesn't say Be'eshet Chavera.
Non-Jew specifically.
Why?
Never mutter.
He says that your wife, someone else's wife, isn't Eshet Nachri to you. She should be very foreign to you.
Right, because you never think of having relations with a non-Jew.
Or even talking.
Right, exactly. I mean, she should be totally alien. You should not know who she is. She should be some guy on the other side of the world. Okay? Because the Yetzer is really, really excited because of that. In Shinemar, as it says in Mishlei, Maim Genuvim Imtekus. Stolen waters are sweeter. I think the common use now is forbidden waters are sweeter. It's just a mutation of this pasuk from Mishlei. V'nir l'parsha kipshuto. Binyana says, all right, that was Rashi. Nice shot. Okay. But that's a little bit more drash, she says. All right. I have my own shot. It says, nir l'parsha kipshuto. V'ishta amril. What does ishta mean? Just boom, your wife. It doesn't matter if she's nida, not nida. So now we're back at square one. What's the problem with talking to someone's wife and she's not nida? You're married, you have a wife, and she's pretty, and you're talking to her, and she's not Anita, and you're allowed to do your thing. So then what's the problem? I can't
talking to your own wife while she's not Anita?
Yeah. That's what this mission is talking about. It's an Isser, you can look it up in Shulchan Aruch. So then what's the point? Like, what's the problem
talking
here?
Talking to your wife in a normal setting.
Yeah, in a normal setting, too much.
Excessively, though.
Excessively, good, excellent.
More distracting you from what you have to be doing.
Explain more. I mean, distracting what it has to be doing.
What is the show? Takes away from God.
Okay, but
I don't know how. So it's a very blanket statement.
Whoa! No. It's going to be too hard to lead you all into this. It's not fair. Like, it's not fair to you. It's not fair to you guys. Let's say you're right. Just to the extent that you're right, we're just going to see. Okay. So it's not because you guys aren't smart enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't know how to lead into this with conversation. Shalila hagila bedvarim la'olam, so that you're not regular by her all the time. Why? Kadesh lo yeh matzuyim abechol yom, so you're not with her every single day. Okay? Now, you should know, if there's a mitzvah peruvu, if you're trying to have a kid, so it's not a problem with sleeping with your wife every day. We're talking about, like, that's totally not the tachlis. You should not always be having relations with your wife and enjoying her in that way. Why? This is super, super important. I think this is super important. Again, in all aspects of life, I really like Pirkei Avos, talks about all aspects of life, especially with one's wife. Objects, pleasure objects are not good. Okay, if you like food way too much, that's a problem. Okay, because therefore you start getting attached to food. If you like women way too much, also not good. If your wife becomes an object of pleasure, that means that for a period of time during the day, every single day, she's not really your wife. She's just this kind of like meat bag that's just there. You understand? That's a really bad meat, though. That's a really horrible way to look
at it. How do you get from talking to her to looking at her as an object?
Anything
the more you talk to her.
Because you'll be with her every night you're allowed to.
Right. You're just going to be. And let's face it, that feels good. So you're going to want it more. So you're going to talk to her more. And you're going to think, well, if I like have a nice conversation with her now, then I'll get this again. But you didn't need that, because if you weren't so attached to this like whole thing, then you could interact with her in other ways and possibly not even think about those things. You could play a game. You go for a walk. Not necessarily have like a sit-down conversation by candlelight or something like that, because you're just thinking about one thing.
This is catered to a married person. Am I right?
At the moment, we're talking about just married people.
Because you're addressing an issue that I've seen, especially in regards to like more yeshivish backgrounds, where kids have no exposure to talking to girls that aren't their siblings, the issue is viewing them more as a piece of meat, a sexual piece of meat, because they don't see a social, intelligent, attractive side with girls.
Interesting.
And it's a big thing. But this is someone who's married, who already has that.
No, right, so he's just making a chilek. He says, yeah, that's a problem, that's separate. He says, here, you're married, you already have a social interaction, you hopefully respected this person who is your spouse. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, you can very easily get into the habit of, this is my wife, this is my wife, this is my wife. Oh, it's 8 o'clock, this is not my wife for the next hour, then she's back to being my wife. You just treat her as an object, and you know that you need to do certain things in order to get it. But we don't want that. Chazal says, no, you're not. That's not how, you should not be with your wife just because you want to be with her. That's not how it works. Okay? In fact, many things in life you should not just do just because you want to do it. You should be like, okay, listen, I'm having a really tough time. I really love my wife. Okay, those are reasons. I want to have a kid. That's mitzvah. That's a good reason. Okay? She wants it. That's a good reason. But because I want it, we're not being selfish.
What about using that as an excuse?
What? If it's honest, you have to be honest about it.
That's something else.
Yeah, that's a different Mishnah. That's a different Mishnah. Yeah, that's like a whole Mida issue. Exactly. So this is the Lashon of Chazal. They're very strong here. So, Achadei L'Kayim Mitzvah, you should only be with the rest of your Mekayim Mitzvah. Again, Mitzvah of Shalom Bayis, she wants it, Peruvu. Or to, for someone who is desires overcome by them to stop them from sinning in some other way, that's also a mutter. But Lafrish bein Adam Behema. What's the reason for all of this? Why does this mission even exist? Why do people get so upset when Perek Aleph in the modern world? Why did this mission have to exist? Because we want to make a separation between man and an animal. K'mosh Amr Mesechas Brachos, the same Brachos, Gabi Balkeri. There was a Gezerah at one time, a Balkeri couldn't learn Torah. This is like a big deal. So people didn't want to sleep too much with their wives, so that meant they had to miss the entire week of Torah learning. They wouldn't be able to do anything. So that we don't follow that anymore because people have gotten a little bit weak.
When do people follow that?
Times of Gemara.
Wow. Shouldn't you go to the mikvah and you're fine? Or you
at that
fine?
Night. So let's say someone had relations at 11 o'clock at night. So they're not good until Tseisa Kochavim the next day. That's one of the three things I want to show there's a lot to lie for. That if someone asks you, oh, why weren't you in the base that day? The Gemara says, why weren't you in the base measure yesterday? So you can say, I had a terrible stomach ache last night. The reality is, you just couldn't come to the base that day because you were Balkari. Anyway, but Gabi Balkari, why do we say all this stuff? Why all these Gzeras? Shlo yimutsun eshotan ketar nagulman. You shouldn't be by your wives like roosters are by chickens. Roosters and chickens are together all the time. Okay? And that's horrible. You're not an animal. You're not a chick. She's not a chicken. You're not a rooster. That's a big chiluk. Now, Baal Keri might have been mavatl in terms of Talmud Torah, but Chazal were like, well, we're keeping Ishto Amr. Like, hopefully, at least people can do that. Like, okay, people can't keep the whole Baal Keri thing. That's an issue, but we can't do anything about it. Okay. However, hopefully, people know. Don't talk to your wife excessively. Now. You'll know, I know this sounds crazy, but you'll know really quickly what it means to speak to your wife excessively. You're having fun, you're talking. Why are you continuing a conversation that was over 10 minutes ago? Where she needs to be somewhere, you need to be somewhere, you could be doing something else, and all of a sudden you're talking about nothing. You can even carry a conversation about nothing. You can make a conversation out of nowhere, and you'll be conscious of it. It's really not so, it's not such a radical idea that I'm telling you, trust me, you can spot it in 2 seconds.
Girls love it. They think to them it shows that you care about them more.
Yeah, but you know that it's not because you care about them more. You know it's because you're just trying to use her.
So you have to make sure
she's not smart enough, not because she's dumb, but because she doesn't know how you're wired.
She's different emotionally, yeah.
Exactly, so, but biologically too.
Just, it's important to make her in touch with you wanting legitimate reasons for your conversations with her.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's necessary at all. Women think.
Women have it wrong.
No, I think women generally see the fact that you're talking to. They don't say, wow, this is a meaningful conversation. They're like, okay, Mazda wants to talk to me. But you're like, I don't really want to talk to you. I'm just trying to get from point A to point B. When you analyze your conversations and you find those conversations that exist, that's a problem. You need to take those out. It's not just because it's a bad midah to be attached to Olam Hazan, to just be attached to pleasure. It's a midah in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. That's not how you do things.
Using midah, I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, it's a midah. Okay, it's a midah that's bad twofold. Number one, because you're attached here. You're not supposed to be attached here. You're supposed to be thinking about a lot more important stuff than just sleeping with your wife. Okay? The second thing is that, even if you put the first midah aside for a moment, you're just not supposed to use people, especially people you care about. It's horrible. The thing, it's a really horrible thing to say, okay, I understand that you're going to think that I'm just talking to you because I love you, but that's really not why I'm talking to you now. The reason why I'm talking to you, like in your head, the reason I'm talking to this woman right now, it could be anybody else. It just happens to be that my wife is material to me and this is going to be easy. Okay? I'm talking to you in order to get you into bed. The faster the better. So let's have this conversation about nothing. Or something that I don't care. Right? So that's horrible, the Ben Yonah says. It's a really bad midah that eventually, we're going to show you how it leads to this, Mesh Hashem, but so far you reach Gehenim. Hashem really doesn't like this midah. Okay?
Why is Ben Yonah so vague when he said talking to women and that we had to... How is it so pasha that it's only in this context?
Well, what do you mean? I think he said very, very simple. Be'ishta Amro. That's what the Mishnah says. Be'ishta Amro. And then he says, why? Why would it be usher to talk to your wife excessively? Well, it's maybe they hear her. But why sleeping with your wife bad? He says, well, there's a makor, the Feirish and the Gemara, that sleeping with your wife excessively is just stupid. It's a horrible thing to do. So he just connects the dots. I think they're clear connections, in my opinion. So then he says, "V'hi midut apreshut." This is the level of being apreshus, of being like poresh from pleasures, to some extent is good. You're supposed to enjoy from this world, but you're not supposed to enjoy from this world for the sake of enjoying from this world. You're supposed to enjoy in this world because the enjoyment in and of itself accomplishes something bigger. Okay? You want to go and have a drink. Okay? You want to go and read for a bit. You want to go and hang out with some friends. All those things are mutter. And all those things you should be enjoying. Maybe drinking you shouldn't. But, okay.
Yeah, you guys really should cut back. Mm-hmm.
The reason is why those all have to be within the context of I need a break for a moment. Not just I just want to kick back. Now you can say I like to chill. Jews don't like to, okay? Jews like to enjoy in this world because Hashem put it here. And for that to help us be ready for the next step to getting back into seriousness. When someone's just like, I want to get to the end of my day, I want to finish my yeshiva so I can get to the end of my day and chill, that's not the way to look at it. But everybody needs a break. Everybody's mechuyev to take breaks. So that's what he's talking about. Precious is that midah of, I am not going to enjoy things just because I can enjoy them. I will only enjoy things if they bring me to tachlis. That's precious. Okay?
Everything in this world has a bigger meaning to it.
Exactly. It's efficiency. It's just pure efficiency. Okay? The mevila madrigot elyonot, and this will bring you to very high levels. Kedarminu precious mevila de tara. This is a bright sign of Vodazara, that precious brings you to tara. Tara brings you to even higher levels eventually until you get through Ruach HaKodesh and Tchiyas HaMesim. The Bryce tells you exactly. If you want to bring people back from the dead, it tells you how to do that. It's very difficult, though. Not many people have done.
Have you tried it?
What?
Have you tried it?
Me? I'm not even at step one. But I mean, I'd love to try it. And then people at on record that have reached different levels of it. I mean, number one, we have records from the Gemara of people doing Kriya Samesim, so since they reached that level. But even people more recent. In the times of the Holocaust, the Chafetz Chaim people thought reached the second to last level, and people.
Chafetz Chaim people doing.
The Chafetz Chaim himself thought that he reached the second to last level in the Brayso. Second to last level of the Brayso is Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, so they asked him. So people used to go to the Chafetz Chaim before he passed, and he passed away right before about 10 years before World War II, I think. And they asked him for brachas for, like, you know, that they're having issues with fertility. And so he looked at him and says, I have no idea why you want to do that. Why would you want to bring a child into the world and something horrible is going to happen? Almost everybody's going to die. There's going to be a terrible destruction.
When was this?
This is about a year or two before he died. And people didn't know what he was talking about. He's like, no, you don't understand. Most of the Jewish world as we know it is going to be killed. Like, he was, like, really warning people. There's massive killing that no one's ever seen before. People don't know what he's talking about. Okay? It happened. But the thing is, I'm not going to give you just a case study. There are many chachamim in the past, near the end of their life, have said stuff that... another example is from the Gemara. Shmuel HaKatan, before he died, he said, Rabbi Akiva's going to get killed. No one thought Rabbi Akiva's going to get killed at that time. Rabbi Akiva was killed a few years later. You know, when you follow this bright side, it's for real. This is actually in Tosha Baal Peh. Things happen. The Gra has certain nevuahs that came true. Now, the nevuah is, from the recent Tamil Chacham that have been passing away, is don't leave because Mashiach is coming.
Did the Holocaust was such a better
sign? Who said that?
What?
Who said that?
Rav Kadri said that, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who is, Mitch Hashem should live to 120, but he said that it's pretty close to being taught. Rabelski, who was a massive Tam Chacham and very, very big on Tara, said that right before a few years before he passed away. He said it was imminent. So we've always had people say, oh, Mashiach's coming, oh, Mashiach's coming. We haven't had the head honcho people saying it before they passed away. That's really new. That's never been before.
Better sign, like,
that what?
You haven't said that before?
No, not before death like that, ever. You always have movements.
Everyone says.
No, it's coming. Now people are like, no, it's really happening. Like, you should be buying places in Eretz Yisrael because it's really happening. Like, that's their... Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, if, like, to not go even on joy trips.
What do you mean, joy?
to Eretz Yisrael. Like, you shouldn't go visit to America or something. He says, not because it's us, but because it's like, you know, it really, it could, it, he's like, I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised if it came tomorrow and you would have a horrible real estate issue. Like, he's like, really, like, that seems like something. It's, he's saying it's just going to, so people ask him, trans, he's like, I really don't know how to answer because
the Arabs are all building for us.
What? Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a whole different conversation, but whatever.
Area A, Area C.
In any case, I don't know.
Area C.
So we should like, give them a building permit so they can keep on.
So anyway, this Bryce is definitely true. What time is it? What time is it?
54.
You want to give us a parting ways on Bidas Mana or something like that?
Part.
This might be parting.
How to? No. How to like?
What do you mean? You're not coming back?
I don't think I'm coming back.
Why?
We should do this afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to come back. Okay. But we'll see.
Okay. Wait a minute. So is this Chabura continuing after Pesach or not?
If we're here.
If you're here. Okay, so you don't, so we can either go, we can hear.
I'll call in.
We can either do 5 more minutes. We can either do 5 more minutes or we can say goodbye before Ben is bottom.
Let's do goodbye.
Okay, we'll do goodbye.
Maybe have some words.